Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Gray Leopard Code with Gary Norris Gray. Gary will be coming to you each Saturday, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, talking sports live on GLC.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. This means war. And that's exactly what we're doing right now. It's a battle of the wills. And we're going to win. We're going to win this battle. We're going to win this conquest. My fellow Americans, what happened this week is a tragic. The American public apologists are wrestling with their morals and social justice. President Donald J. Trump has nominated Brett Kavanaugh, another conservative judge, to the highest court in the land. Our current political leadership, is teaching our young men and women all of the wrong lessons. Disrespect, dishonor, disloyalty, bigotry, lying. This is what we are teaching our young. I remember back in 1980 when President Reagan exactly the same stuff. It's okay to be rich. It's okay to cheat to get rich. Well, guess what happened in 1980? People went to jail, didn't they? Well, here we are again, 2018, and this current political leadership, lack of leadership, is doing exactly the same thing. Teaching us not to care about other people. Teaching us to be crazy. If we're not the right skin tone, we are witnessing the creation of Animal House in the White House. Now, for those of you who did not see the movie Animal House, 1978, there was a movie called Animal House by National Lampoon, where John Belushi was the lead actor in this movie. In this movie, these white men, only one African American, these white men acted a fool, tearing up the house, throwing food all over the place, having joke parties, and not passing glasses. This was a movie. And guess what, folks? It's become reality. Go watch the movie Animal House and look at Washington, D.C. That's what we got now. And we're in trouble because nobody is taking responsibility. Where are our leaders? Where is Martin Luther King? Where is Malcolm X? Where is Rosa Parks? Any questions we need to ask? This is show number 724. September 29th, 2018. The opening, please.
Welcome to the GLC with Gary Norris Gray. You can call in at 646-727-3649. Thank you, Black Athlete Sports Network and the BSNNewsroom.com for sponsoring the Gray Leopard Code. Moving into its second decade of broadcasting. Send news to Norris19@att.net. Sports Talk has retired for this year. with Radio Reggie Hal Walston and the Sports Talk crew. That began at 9. Now you have to listen to 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 Eastern Time. It's the number one sports show in the nation with Pat Freeman, the Mighty Ova from WUFO 1080, Power 96.5 FM, Buffalo, New York. Want to get that Buffalo Bills news? Then this is the place to go. At 11 a.m. Pacific Time to Eastern Time with Michael Lewis Ingram from BASN Newsroom and Soul Tree Radio in the Raw with hard political and social sports news. The Sunday Night Musical, Mindstream, and the Wednesday Night Political Stir Fry. And blog on blogtalkradio.com, 718-508-9216. Join the Soul Patrol, Soul Tree Radio in the Raw. Then enter the code at 1 Pacific, 4 Eastern Time with Gary Norris Gray. Rounding out your sports day, and call in at 646-727-3649. The cold caravan will carry you through the day with some political soul and spice. Then it's the Music Box Sunday afternoon with old school jams. Listen to Brother Anthony Johnson on the Anthony Johnson Show Friday nights at 6 Eastern Time, 3 Pacific Time. Political Food for the Soul. Brother Johnson has run for political office in 2018, and it's my understanding that he will run again in November. Vote for him. He's a good guy. Our sponsors are as follows: Giovanni's Produce Store, El Cerrito, California, 510-235-1233. The New England Informer Magazine with Doreen Wade as CEO, Boston, Massachusetts. Young star Travis Singleton and his Kicks for Grades in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. If your kids are getting A's in school, then contact Travis on Facebook.com. Remembering Roland Rogers, our founder and CEO of BASN in New York City, and the family of BASN writers and broadcasters. Cannot forget the 707 and 609 for their support. Be a sponsor. Be a sponsor. Check in the Cove Caravan email. Email norris19@att.net. Join the Cove Caravan and the Soul Patrol on Facebook.com. Please visit our website, www.BASNNewsroom.com, and get a different look at the sports world. Call the Gray Leopard Cove at 646-727-3649. Have a great day.
Before you go, did you see any of the events this week on TV?
Yeah. I had promised myself that I wouldn't look at it, but then I saw both her testimony and the judge's testimony, and I don't know who to believe. Because they were both convincing.
My thing about this judge is this. You're a judge. You're supposed to have a level and an emotional emotion, and you're not supposed to rattle you at all. This woman came off smooth and clear and not emotional, and she knew what she was talking about. The judge was very defensive, very emotional, and very arrogant. This is what I got from the event this week. Now, if you're a judge, you're going to the highest court of land, you're supposed to divorce yourself from emotion, and I don't think you can do that. I don't think the man can do that.
I know that I watched his wife pretty much during the first part of his testimony, and she was so sad. She was like, "You're crucifying me." Well, you're right. He was angry.
He was.
Yeah. He, in spite of the fact that he tried to hide it, it still came through as being angry. And she was secure. And although she said that she was frightened, and she felt insecure.
Right.
But if it were if it were up to me, she would get my vote.
Yeah. Well, my thing is this. This white male privilege thing is going way too far. I think President Trump has played the Trump card, pun intended. He played the Trump card too many times. And this is one I go back in the butt because people say, okay, enough of this, you're gone.
Yep.
So, the Democratic Party has the opportunity to get their act together. They have an opportunity to clean their house. Now, I'm wondering if they're going to do it because this is the time when you take action. And President Trump thinks that he's going to win this game. I don't think he's going to win this thing. Because this guy does things. I think he does it more than once.
I think he was
a crazy man in college. It's going to come out.
My attention was that he really didn't answer the question.
No. And that goes back to Borg. Justice Borg, when they asked him questions back in 1977, when to go to it because of what happened to Judge Moore.
Oh.
Okay? That's how the game is being played now.
Let me ask this question. Is the FBI going to investigate? Because I haven't looked at the news at all today.
Yes, they have 6 days to investigate this man.
Oh.
And this issue. Trust me. After what 45 has said about the FBI, they're going to buy something.
Yeah.
Because 45 is not giving any laurel flowers to the FBI.
Mm.
You know, the FBI is a vindictive organization. Just ask the Kennedys about that.
Yeah. Well, we have to wait, 5 days?
Yeah. I don't think this guy's gonna make it. I really don't. I don't think he's gonna make it because people get white females at it. Everybody seen what's going on, and they had it.
Yeah, that's true. Enough is enough.
Yep, and that's where they are right now.
Yeah.
So, I don't think this man will. Even if he goes in, just like Uncle Thomas, Clarence Thomas, has been stained for life. Clarence Thomas will always be tainted from the Anita Hill episode.
Yeah.
No matter what he does, Anita Hill will always be in his background. Same thing goes on with this guy. And now we have Animal House in the Supreme Court. Now, if I am an American citizen, I am worried about that. I'm worried because you have clowns in the White House that act like a fool. You have clowns in the Supreme Court who disrespect women. I mean, totally disrespect women. Now, my white female fans on the Go Caravan, you need to get your act together. You need to say, enough is enough. It's on you now. You have the ability in November. 40 days left. You had the ability to do this. It's time for you to act. Your turn. I will take a break. Come back with sports talk.
Okay.
A place of movie scenes.
announcement. The music box will be at 2:30 Pacific Time, 5:30 in the East. Again, the music box tomorrow will be at 2:30 in the Pacific Time, 5:30 in the East. And I meet a friend from the Far East for dinner tomorrow night, so limited time. So, yeah, we're going to change the music box. All right, news of the week. The NFL is going to change the passing, roughing the passer rule. Before we get to that, we'll get to 707 here.
Hey, Gary, 707 checking in here. I know you want to talk about sports. And we can do that following up on your girl Anita Keys there and her song New York. We're going to have the Yankees. You're going to have the Yankees hosting the A's on Wednesday in New York for the AL wild card. Kind of an interesting matchup, I think. From what I understand, Aaron Judge, with a home run, tied the season record for home runs by a single team.
The 1991 Seattle Mariners.
Right, right. And so with a few games left here, I guess two games left in the season, there's a possibility that that record can't be broken.
They'll break it.
And Judge was talking about having home field advantage, and he was given a shout-out and a tribute to the Yankee fans. He's got a quote on ESPN, says, "There's some kind of magic. It's what you, it's a crazy atmosphere. It's what you play for. There's nothing like it. I don't know if I can really describe how they do it," but he says the Yankee fans bring a kind of magic into Yankee Stadium. So it'll be interesting to see that game. And, of course, it's really a tribute. You know, I know you hate Moneyball, but, you know, the A's work that magic up to a certain extent, of course.
Well, all right, okay, I know where you're going with this. Look, the Oakland A's are a good team. They're good, but they do not have a stopper. What I mean is a guy come in the game, game three of a series, and shut the opponent down. The A's do not have that person.
Right.
So the question becomes, which bullpen outfits the other bullpen? And that's even. So now you have to ask, which key hitters will outdo the other key hitters? And that goes to the Yankees. I'm sorry, I'm an A's man. I love my A's, but they ain't gonna beat the Yankees.
Right.
Not a Yankee Stadium.
Right. But you have to give them some grudging admiration for how they've gotten this far on kind of like, you know, chewing gum and string, you know.
But they've done this over and over and over. This is the thing. If you're an A's fan, how many times are you going to put up with this?
Right. I don't know how anybody can be an A's fan. I mean, to be, you know, heartbroken so many times with a team that will not spend money, does not spend money, brings in good talent, incubates that talent, and then ships it out.
Well, it's like Chris Davis leads the league over 47. He leads the majors in home runs.
Right.
Chris Davis, how many years is he going to be wearing an A's uniform? We don't know, do we? Because this is what they do. They want people to come to the game, but I can't name you the starting lineup for the A's.
Right.
I can't say that.
And even Chris Davis, I mean, you know, leading the league in home runs, I mean, that's, you know, unless you were an A's fan, you might not even know that.
Thank you.
I mean, he's kind of buried by being on the A's. I mean, you know, he's just not getting the publicity that, you know, anybody else who would be leading the league in home runs, you would really know about that guy and read about him a lot. And you'd have to do a little bit of deep research to even find out about Chris Davis.
But this has been also the West Coast, East Coast bias.
Right.
It doesn't help any.
Right.
Look, the A's are a good team. The A's give me the Cleveland Indians. They're not going to beat the Boston Red Sox. They're not going to beat the New York Yankees. It's the way it is.
Right. Yeah, and I think, you always, I think are a little suspicious about how other aspects and influences get involved. And, is Major League Baseball going to smile kindly upon the A's knocking the Yankees out for postseason TV revenue, et cetera?
Yeah, you got that. You got that issue, too.
Right.
If the A's win and not go to the Yankees, you don't have a Yankees Red Sox playoff, which is what they won. Okay? Yeah, it's all about the cash dollars.
Yeah. Hey, back in the Jason Giambi era of the A's, weren't the A's back then known as Animal House?
I don't know. I don't think it was that bad in Oakland.
Oh, well, certainly that bad in Washington this week.
Well, that's a whole completely different story.
I think you go back to Animal House. I'm jumping the gun here because I've had the benefit of seeing your draft here for BASN News, and you have a good line here. It was the Deltas against the rules, and the rules lost.
And I think that's
what we saw this week with Mr. Frat Boy Kavanaugh crying and whining and whimpering about how his life has been ruined. His life hasn't been ruined.
Wait. This whole episode with Kavanaugh is a complete joke. The reason why I say the joke is because both sides knew what this guy was about. Both sides knew he messed around in high school and college. Both sides knew this. So to sit here and say, Pollyanna, that they didn't know, it's BS. I'm sorry. These guys know everything from A to Z.
Right.
So the thing is that you didn't know NBS. And what I'm saying to you now is that they made a mistake. The Trump administration made a mistake picking this guy.
Right. No, I think his conduct the other day, separate out politics, separate out the fact that anybody that the Trump administration or Republican administration is going to appoint is going to be conservative. You have to accept that as a given. And you may not like that. Yeah. And that's important to understand that. But this guy the other day showed himself to be intemperate, emotionally unstable, a crybaby, a whiner.
He's a complete jerk. He's a complete
right.
jerk.
Gentlemen, good afternoon or good evening, good morning. I know East Coast here, West Coast there. How you guys doing today?
Alrighty. Well, yeah, I'll tell you, it's the middle of the afternoon, but I'm just waking up personally.
Oh, okay. Nothing like a five times bloody Mary.
Is a third party, a strong third and fourth party. I would say that's in 1970. What happens is big money has overtaken both parties. Big money has ruled both parties for years. And the total collapse of the Democratic Party was 1984 when I can't even name now. Reverend Johnson ran for office. And everybody said, no, we can't have it. Because Reverend Johnson was bringing in millions of people that they did not want. Ready there?
Yeah, can you hear me, Gary?
Yeah, I don't know what happened, but it's going to drop down. But you got to hear that. But you understand what I'm saying?
Can you hear me, Gary?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. I apologize. I'm on the road, and
okay. Sometimes
Sprint does not right.
Well, I was just saying about Reverend Johnson, who brought millions of people into the Democratic Party, and the Democratic Party waited that vote.
Well, as I said about K. Cole James, is the new face of the Heritage Foundation. And as I talked about before, Heritage Foundation is a think tank which was brought out of Ivy League scholars who got together and from a conservative point of view, made sure they had a talking point for TV, radio, print media, and blogs. And anytime you would see Republicans go on, they would mimic the same talking point over and over again. And that's why you had the Paris Hilton of the world that used to be on CNN. And so he went after one of the young men that was a government employee. And we saw it with less than a week. He got his tail off the show for sexual harassment. Oh, by the way, there were sealed documents. And he thought they would never be unsealed. Well, guess what, Paris? You got busted. And I said the same thing I said before. The Southern Poverty Law Center, which Morris did get up to track white supremacy and racist groups. The Heritage Foundation is part of that group. So when Keiko James, a black woman Republican, gets on there and says, I'm in charge of this group, she's fooling herself. I'll go back to Michael Steele. Michael Steele was in a month in charge of the Republican Party. They was trying to impeach him and try to get him off as being ahead. He was complaining about him doing book deals, complaining about him fundraising, complaining about him trying to be a celebrity. And you saw how they railroaded him. Michael Steele orchestrated the second biggest win of the Republican Party against President Obama. And his reward was he got fired.
I would do.
Reggie,
what do you think about a black party, a black political party?
Well, unfortunately, Gary, I know people get mad at me, but you can buy Negroes with silver. It's a book called Black Label White Wealth by Dr. Claude Anderson. And in my great state of the Grand Capital Confederacy, Virginia, back in 1820, it was a law called Meritorious Manumission. Meritorious Manumission, basically, you are rewarded if you stop a slave revolt, if you squeal on the slaves in order to go ahead and keep the master happy. If you invented something to make money for the master, you got paid. Again, the term is Meritorious Manumission. You have that going on right now. Cory Booker of New Jersey took money from Republicans and Democrats. And all that he's doing is grandstand. Just like you had a question by caucus right now. These guys have been bought and paid for by corporate dollars, and they are terrified. Maxine Waters, her husband was part of the banking industry, and they went after her. There's no way, I'm sorry, Gary, but my humble opinion, young folks are going to get together on their own in the millennium, and they're going to start being progressive, and they're going to start controlling things. So that's why I said the old Democrats right now are not progressive enough, and they're slowly, surely going to be pushed out.
Yeah.
And I'll be dead and gone when they get a third party. When they get independence like South Africa, they have multi-party rule. I'll be dead and gone. I won't see it, but one day it'll happen.
Yeah. All right, man. Hey, guys, HBCU reporting.
Now I'm on the road. I left at halftime. It was the GNU 41, Livingstone 14. But I haven't got no reports right now because I had to go to the JOB. But I'll probably get reporting that on tonight.
Okay. Thank you, man. Good day. Good day. Good day.
All right. How are you sitting on today?
It's about 2:30. 2:30. It's about 5:30 your time.
Okay. No problem at all.
Okay. All
right. We be hitting you back.
All right. Thank you, man. We're gonna take a break. Take a break. We did song back in the '70s. Money. Monday is media day. I'm going to follow the Celtics to the Golden State Warriors. I'm starting by photos. Everybody else has photo units like guards and forwards and centers. Only the Warriors and Celtics took a 35 photo. Because nobody else knows who the 35 is. Lakers were not trying to rise the ball, but Rondo was their guard. At the beginning of 2018, Ball will be in good shape because he has Magic Johnson, LeBron James, and Rondo to teach him about being a guard, so he's in good shape. John Gillis will not be managing the Toronto Blue Jays next year. The A's did not make the playoffs and lose 3-1 to the Astros on Monday. There will be a new manager in the north of the border, Toronto. Japanese star Otani will have Tommy John surgery at the end of the year. It will be out in the 2020 season. It's a big hole for the Angels of Bill. Robert Ozuna returned to Canada, returned to the Blue Jays with a course of blues. With the Reds, Byron Gates strove to beat the Birds 4-1 on Tuesday. The Washington Nationals has nothing to cheer about. I don't know what it is, but it is a Max Scherzer. Gets a 300 strikeouts and 9-4 victory as the Washington Nationals end the year at 500. I don't know what happened, and also, you gotta remember, the Washington Nationals fired Dusty Baker 2 years ago, and they have not made the playoffs since. So you gotta think about that. The A's, Chris Davis, gave the March 2018 home run game of 47 round trippers. He's the only real star the A's have, and they go up against the Yankees Wednesday night at 8 o'clock in the Bronx. Yankees, A's, wild card, American League. Wednesday night, it might be the last game Bryce Harper played for the Washington Nationals. And the Nationals win 9-3. Milwaukee joins the playoffs with a 2-1 victory. On Wednesday, Travis Shaw single. Victory over slipping St. Louis Cardinals might be out of the playoffs today because they lost again last night. So I would go to St. Louis, but they're not winning. Wednesday, the A's have a half a game of the Yankees as Chris Davis. Another home run. A's win 9-3 over Seattle. Ryan Butcher in the bullpen is undefeated with 6-0 of the A's. So congratulations to them. And they move on. The New York Mets and you know, being a New York Mets fan, this has been a very dry season. Only star of this season is Jacob DeGrom. And DeGrom shuts down the Eastern Division champion and had a break 2-0. And DeGrom should win the Cy Young Award, but we'll see if they already ever give it to a losing player. So we'll see what happens with that. DeGrom beat the Atlanta Braves 2-0. The ERA under 2. I wonder what happens. The D-backs beat up the LA Dodgers 7-2. As ex-Dodger Zach Greinke hits a winning run, as Arizona D-backs put a crimp in the Dodgers playoffs, 7-2 victory on Wednesday night. Thursday, ZZ DeBasca missed $500,000 as he threw at a player intentionally and got thrown out of a game. Now, what ZZ was doing was standing up for his fellow player. And ZZ did after the game. It ain't about the money, it's about the teammate. So, that goes to show you what ZZ the Bad is all about. But what ESPN did not tell you, and with the typical ESPN, but was ZZ the Bad's 256th victory, career victory, and they didn't want to tell you that. But think about ZZ the Bad, you throw at somebody. See, this is the kind of nonsense that African American player has to deal with. I'm just saying. So, big boxing news, HBO will not be broadcasting boxing any longer. MMA is slowly taking over the boxing world. In another 5 years, there will be no boxing at all. I really believe that. So, HBO retired from boxing broadcasting. I don't know what the heavyweight and welterweight is going to do without HBO. HBO. NBA NFL tried to clarify the boxing rule. I'm still confused because they didn't change it that much at all. Clemson will lose senior quarterback Kelly Bryant as he will transfer after freshman Trevor Lawrence takes over his job. Today, Syracuse will play Clemson and Trevor Lawrence will start Kelly Bryant on his way out of Clemson. He will find a new team, and the new rules are good rules. The Carolina Panthers signed San Francisco 49er Eric Reed, one of the co-owners of the Colin Kaepernick era. And that tells the independence of the new owner, David Tepper. It also tells me that the NFL is in trouble because you signed Eric Reed, and you don't sign Colin Kaepernick. And Colin Kaepernick is getting into a lawsuit against you. And Colin Kaepernick also signed a contract with Nike. And he has a Nike contract with the national TV and a commercial. No, the NFL is in trouble. On Friday, the Americans took the early lead in the Ryder Cup, but the Europeans roared back to take a 5-3 lead. And today it's 10-8, so the Europeans still lead the Ryder Cup. Tomorrow is the end of the Ryder Cup with the single match. I expect Tiger Woods to be in that. Big Four tomorrow afternoon. Shaquille O'Neal's son will not be playing basketball this year for the UCLA Bruins because he has surgery on his heart. So he'll be out for at least a year. And the UCLA Bruins, I'm glad they got this early because if he got older, we had an on the court. Like a LMU, when the player died on the court, LMU. When I got early, the Shaquille O'Neal son will not be playing at UCLA Bruins this year. Tragic news from LSU junior Wade Simmons was shot dead this week on the campus of Southern University at a party. An ongoing homicide investigation at Baton Rouge. Wayne was the leading scorer for the LSU Tigers. He went to Southern University to visit his friends at Southern and got shot. So we then are going to condolence to the LSU Tigers and the Wayne Simmons family. On Friday, the Rockies get the playoff berth in back-to-back season. Congratulations to the Rockies. North Cal split Southern Cal as the Angels beat the A's 8-5. And the Dodgers keep playoff over alive with a 3-1 victory over the San Francisco Giants last night. So there you have the news of the week. One last thing is that the Cubs put the dagger in St. Louis again. The Cubs will play St. Louis all weekend. The 8-4 victory over St. Louis. St. Louis is hanging by a thread. So we'll see if St. Louis will make the playoffs in the wild card. We won't know by Sunday night. I'm going to take a break, come back with the other news, HBCU and NCAA games.
Thank you.
Anthony Jones and his teammate Black Burrow, 1968. All right, scoreboard. In the finals, Miami 47, North Carolina 10, Alabama 56, Louisiana 14, West Virginia 42, Texas Tech 34, Clemson 27, Syracuse 23, Michigan State 31, Central Michigan 20, and that's the games are over. The games in progress. Longhorns 19, Kansas State 0 at halftime. UCF 28, Pittsburgh 7 in the second period. Auburn Tigers 14, Mississippi Golden Eagles 3, second quarter. Georgia Bulldogs 17, Tennessee 0, Northwestern 7, Michigan nothing. If Northwestern beat these guys, Mr. Harbaugh may have lost his job. Oklahoma 28, Baylor 6, Texas 19, Kansas State 0. Other scores today in the NCAA. We got other things going on. Ohio State is at Penn State. Stanford is at Notre Dame later on today. On the West Coast, BYU is at Washington. Oregon is at the University of California, Berkeley. At a 7 p.m. start on the West Coast. HBCU games. It's very strange to see FD University not in the HBCU statistics. As the Pirates have gone independent, they will play Charleston Southern in about an hour and a half. Hampton at Charleston Southern. MEAC schools. Florida A&M is at North Carolina Central. Norfolk State is at Delaware State Hornets. Our is a bye week. They play North Carolina Central next week. At HBCU. Morgan State was at the Aggies in North Carolina last week, 16-13. On a field goal. This week they have 5 for playing South Carolina State next week. Grambling hosts the Panthers of Fairview A&M. Jackson State hosts the Alabama A&M Bulldogs. Southern is at Alcorn State. And the Aggies, North Carolina A&T Aggies, are South Carolina State Bulldogs. CIAA, St. Augustine is at State, already in progress. Johnson C. Smith is at Lincoln. Livingston is at Virginia Union. West Minnesota State is at Bowie Dayton. Shaw is at Virginia State. And Fayetteville State is at Swan. And let's see what else we got here. In the MVC, North Dakota State Bison already off a run with 3-0 starting. Number one in the small school ranking. They play South Dakota State Jackrabbits today. North Carolina State against South Carolina State today. Illinois State Redbirds down in Missouri to play Missouri State Bears. Northern Iowa goes to Southern Indiana to play Indiana State. They beat FD University last week. The Smokies As I use the boogie noses, I got a coyote. Both scores are looking at even scores. A record at 2-2. SIU lost last week. Laid this down by SEMO. But you know, SEMO is a Southeast Missouri Dayton. 48-44. So you have all the scoreboard there. We'll take one more break and we get out of here. Participate in the Wuhan Open. William did not travel to Asia, and Osaka had a viral illness. Both Williams and Osaka did not make the Asian tour in China for the Wuhan Open. The men are also in China for the Chengdu and Shenzhen Open in China. So, both the men and women tennis teams are in China for the end of the year. They go to Japan and Korea next. NASCAR, last week, Kyle Busch beat Kevin Harvick for the best race of Auto Parts 400 and Riddler Motor Speedway. This week, they're in the Bank of America, Roval 400 and Toyota Motor Speedway. IndyCar, the season is over for the IndyCar. Formula One, this week they race in the Russian Grand Prix. Last week, the Russian Grand Prix. Lewis Hamilton has won the last two races. Singapore and the Italian Grand Prix. So this week they are in Russia. Hamilton can take a commanding lead if he wins the Russian Grand Prix this weekend. The Ferrari racing team is challenging the Mercedes racing team. And these two teams have been going at it for the past 3 or 4 years. We have 5 more races to go as they move to North America. For Brazil, the Brazilian Grand Prix, the American Grand Prix, the Mexican Grand Prix, and then they go to Abu Dhabi to end the season. They have a goal for today. They'll begin tomorrow. An early music box. Love songs of the 60s, 70s, and 80s. Tomorrow, hope you have a good weekend and a good night. Stay warm as fall begins to come on. The leaves are turning in the east, and the fog is coming into the west. So, hope you have a good night, and go Bears! Go Salukis, go Pirates, go Aggies, have a good week, and see you. And I want to say, come on, we got to do this, right, we got to end this right. I want y'all to hang in there. Fight, the spiritual fight. Fire chicken. This is war. We'll be right back.
Please.